The farmers hired an agronomist to sample three plants found along the bluffs of southeast Washington. They also hired a scientist from the University of Idaho to genetically compare those samples to a handful of plant material gathered throughout the Columbia Basin. The farm group says the results show this bladder pod is the same one that grows in many other areas of the West, not the narrow slice federal scientists have claimed. Stuart Turner is the agronomist who led the recent study.
Unfortunately, Fish and Wildlife is wrong. The indications are, based on this technology, based on this extensive sampling and cross-analysis against other samples from a wide area, is that we have one common species.
Top plant experts say it's difficult to tell by genetic testing alone if the disputed bladder pod is its own species or just looks different because of where it grows. U.S. Fish and Wildlife Manager Brad Thompson says the final decision on the White Bluffs bladder pod will come near the end of November. I'm Anna King in Pasco.